it is rather useless. I thought it would be best to keep on my hands and knees to try to navigate this place. Trying to stand up and walk around here, knowing my luck, I would hit my head on something and that would knock me unconscious. Hands and knees are best. But what I have quickly discovered is that crawling is so much more difficult to get a sense of direction. Babies find stability in that movement, but we, as adults, depend on our balance centres for proprioception and direction. Those balance centres are high up in our heads. Well, a combination of middle ear and cerebellum in our hind brain. All rather useless now, trying to retrain myself to go back onto all fours. Unless the dirt, debris, stone, ash, clay, rock, or whatever is beneath my hands will give me nutrition and sustain what flesh I have that now hangs off my bones, then I have no choice but to navigate out of here and hunt for my prey. I roll over onto my back, defeated and hopeless. I can feel how stiff my hips and my lumbar spine have become. In my mind, I picture the vertebrae of the spine starting to fuse in a constant form of contraction. My hips are not able to extend or flex fully anymore as the muscles around my hip joint have become so tight and tense. Like elastic bands that were fully stretched and have lost the recoil elasticity that they once were. I force my legs to stretch out in front of me. I let out a yelp of discomfort as my lower back suffers a short, sharp, intense stabbing pain like a poker being twisted deep and deep into the bone. Boring away at it, leaving splinters of bone to pierce into the surrounding tissue. Taking deep breaths as the pain subsides, the air passing out of my mouth through my lips reminds me again of the intense thirst I have. The water now in supply, not even of drops, can only quench the thirst for less than a millimeter of my tongue. I run my dry slab of a tongue over my lower lip. The terrain of that lip ragged and cavernous like a mountain range. The horrible thought and realization that I may need to explore the surface of this new home with my tongue to soak up whatever moisture there may be lurking in its dark depths. I forget the last time I passed urine. Was it a day ago? A week ago? I am unsure. What I do not forget is the pain of that process. Burning of the sensation of blaze that I felt. It's not an experience that I want to repeat. Dehydration has several manifestations, and that is one of the most painful ways it presents itself to say hello. Maybe it was the start of the delusional thoughts due to the dehydration that I heard that rustling sound. Yet, it was so intense, so real. But that is the definition of a delusional thought process, a thought that an individual perceives to be so real against all other rational meaning to explain otherwise. She always would walk around with half-filled bottles. Half-filled bottles of water. My daughter would have those in abundance all the time. Spilling the liquid everywhere, she went, leaving a trail of dampness for my wife and I to follow and mop up. We often would find the telltale crushed bottle hiding amongst the cushions or books all over the floor. There would be a wet patch on the blanket or rug that would soak the hand when one placed it upon it. There would be so much water that had drenched the fabric at times that I would need to wring it dry over the sink. Thinking back now, watching that water drip through my fingers into the still sink, not thinking twice about the pressure and nature of those drops. At that time, I was not taking note of how my daughter always stayed well hydrated. How now I envy those drops of water that saturated those fabrics. How now I picture my daughter's mouth and lips having no areas of cracks showing. How I want to reach for those moments and savour all those wasted drops of water, those crystal clear fragments of necessity that we are, every aspect of us, dependent on. Why do so many random thoughts now come to my mind all at once? then at other times just nothing, blank. I'm sure I had another small open container with water in here somewhere. It must be here somewhere in one of these dark corners. This thought comes to me now, but why did I not remember it earlier? Is it because the delusional fantasy is taking over again, or is it because the neural pathways in my brain are starting to degenerate? The synapses are shutting down and regressing from the gated channels needed to pass signals all over the white and grey matter. If this is a true memory, I am saved for more pathetic moments on this planet. If only I can find this container. To find this, I need to mobilize around here again, very carefully, not to stumble upon the container and spill its contents. My hands have now become my eyes, my tools of navigation. The tips of my fingers search this shelter from the storm, yet they are primitive in the task. Such hands would be so powerful in all aspects at one time that seemed so long ago. Hands that, from a single movement and the lightest touch, would create the emotion of love when they would, in such a delicate manner, stroke the side of a face. Move the hair ever so slowly behind someone's ear. Explore the contour of someone's lips with such hesitation as not to disturb the perfection of that shape. Yet, those same hands, those same fingers, had the power of destruction. With the same light touch, those fingers could create damning, irreversible chaos with the written word, with executive orders, with the creation of language and phrases that erupted from the depths of hell to drag people back down there. Those same hands and fingers with the torn skin, the flesh now hanging folded over from blood and purulent discharge, I now need to depend on to be my eyes, to hunt for the purest form of liquid that can sustain me for a little while longer.